Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
So sorry to my friend Matema, because we are running out of time. Okay, I like I said to you, in the history of this game, I finally bow and I declare I'm not going to play the winning song right now, because we have our brand new feature coming up in a few minutes, well, seconds from now. However, it is a fair tie today. There was nothing I could do, having tallied the votes. And I must tell you guys, for the very first time in the history of game today, I've seen people repeat votes as well. I think just hoping that the options would do, but still, it played out to a tie. There was absolutely nothing I could do. So straight after this chat with our guest today coming through right now in a couple of minutes with Charlie, will be both our songs, because today is a tie. I think let's wrap it up there. Straight after the chat, that's going to be it. Once you hear the first song, then you know it's Try My Friend.
657 AM.
And of course, it is a Friday afternoon, and like I said to you, a brand new feature starts up today. How many times do we wonder who we truly are? Don't we all lose ourselves at some point? Perhaps because of our journeys, maybe just general journeys, or just our journeys in salvation. And ultimately, we are lost in the midst of our identity. And so we're starting a brand new feature today, where we're talking about our identity in Christ, because from time to time, truly, we do need to be reminded. And so, for the very first time on Spectrum today, I have a beautiful lady by the name of Charlene. Charlene, I'll give it over to you to fully introduce yourself to us. Who is Charlene? Good afternoon. Let's start there.
Good afternoon. It is such a pleasure and a joy to be in studio with you today, and to make the name of Jesus great. So my name is Charlene Davids, and I always like to say I'm just an ordinary girl who has a supernatural God living on the inside of her. I come out of a background of banking, believe it or not.
Wow.
For 25 years. And, you know, there's specific seasons and times in our lives. And about 4 years ago, I really felt the urge to really just make the change, because I always knew what God had called me for. And it was time to really just step out of the boat, step out of my comfort zone, and allow Him to take me on this journey of faith. I've always had a heart for ministering to people and sharing the love of Jesus.
Yeah.
And throughout my journey, I happened to do a few Bible schools, and with the one Bible school, we had the opportunity to qualify as a general counselor when it comes to ministering to people from a pastoral point of view. And I finished that qualification. I coupled it with some life coaching courses as well. And it really is so great to see how God, from when you were a little girl, how God takes that and He brings it all together in terms of what you want to do. So really, my main focus and mandate, I believe, from Jesus is to minister life, to minister healing, especially emotional healing, to women, to young ladies, and also to help them to be fully restored and equipped and empowered. And one can only do so by ministering the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit unto others.
It's amazing you should say that, because when I was talking to Alice Enika earlier on, I said to her, she sounds more like a life coach or a counselor. Because I think, because we were actually joking about something around image consultancy and whatnot. And I said to her, look, she probably deals with internal matters, but even her outer image kind of correlates with that one. So I'm glad you just confirmed that. So tell me, Charlene, what are we talking about today? What are we delving into?
We are delving into a topic that is so necessary and that is so foundational for any believer, and that is our identity in Christ. You know, identity, I believe, is a buzzword.
Yeah.
It's also a word that is just thrown around so many ways. I mean, we all say, this is my identity, that is my identity, and the freedom of choice is still ours. But it depends on what we want to believe and what the Word of God actually says.
Yeah.
And even if I look at my own life, I believe there's many people that were brought up, you know, and we come under certain authority figures, and we might not get the full picture of the Word.
Yeah.
We might grow up with amazing parents, but is the identity that Christ has for us really instilled within us from a young age? We see the challenges that our children have in the school system today.
Yep.
I was privileged a few years ago to actually go into our schools and to do some workshop with young girls. And a lot of children, they come out of broken homes. And, you know, there's grace for that. Because we do understand the pressure that society also places on our young people. But if we do not have a true understanding of our identity for ourselves, then we cannot really be fruitful for the kingdom the way that God intended us to be. So my idea really is, what God has prompted on my heart is to allow people to understand what He has really done for them at the cross. Because I think we live in a society and we say that many people in South Africa are Christians. But when we really start to unpack that, what does that mean to us? If I ask you who you are, we are so quick to say, this is what I do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a doctor, I'm a dentist, I'm an accountant, I have my own business, I'm a mother, all of that. Yes, that is your role. But who are you when all of that is stripped away?
Sure.
Who are you at your core? And that is the important thing that we need to not just know, but have a revelation of, because it will impact everything. The Word says that as we think in our heart, so we are. So it depends on the truth that we choose to surrender ourselves to.
It's amazing, Charlene, that you mention how oftentimes, and I think I also do it as a person, when you want to get to know who I am, before I truly speak about the inner Luko, I look at everything that I do.
Yes.
I'm a radio presenter. I'm a lover of people on this. But it really is about who I am internally. Could it also be because I also might not understand truly internally who I am or am supposed to be as a believer?
Yes, I think that a lot of us grew up and are conditioned to achieve and to perform.
Yeah.
We look at, you know, in a work environment, in a business environment, in a fast-paced world that we live in. And we are so hungry for acceptance by others that we want to perform. Even when we are at school, you know, we always have to do better, better in sport, better in academics. And of course, we should do our best. But there is something that God has placed inside each and every person.
Yeah.
Our unique giftings, our unique callings. And it is that that God wants to bring out. And we can only get an understanding of that when we really say, but you know what? All things taken away, who am I?
Yeah.
It's when we open the Word, which is the mirror. Like I know our ladies, we love to look in the mirror every day.
Of course.
But isn't it amazing? The minute we look in the mirror, we see our imperfections.
Yep.
Instead of seeing our beauty.
Sure.
And the same as that in our lives. We look at our lives and we tend to see what is wrong, what we are unhappy with, what we are frustrated with. But we fail to place emphasis on the beauty that there is and the journey that God has for us. So I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to open up this topic of identity to us as individuals in a much greater way than what we might know already.
Sure. You know, as you're speaking about also this whole idea of looking in the mirror, which I think we do quite a lot, but like you said in the beginning, it's never about what's inside of us, actually.
Yes.
As you're speaking, I'm reminded my niece started high school on Wednesday, grade 8. Now, you can imagine it's her first time in high school, having never been, you know, in a public school even.
Yes.
And she started. But I was really impressed there because she says on the first day, on Wednesday this week, somebody asked her to be their Valentine.
Wow.
And she's very solid generally how she is. And she was like, on my first day of school even, no, I told them where to get off. And I'm like, no, I hope you weren't rude to her. She says, no, I'm never rude, Makazi. But no, he needed to know. He can't take chances on me on my first day of school. And for me, I remember saying to my sister, she's onto a good start. Onto a good start because she knows what she wants.
Yes.
And I think that has a lot to do with you understanding yourself.
Absolutely. We grow up with certain image that we have to be. And when we don't understand what God has done for us, it's difficult to understand who we actually are and what we carry. Because we will always be in a position where we strive for acceptance, for approval. And we will always, you know, want to achieve something to feel better. Or we think that God wants us to perform. Where God just wants us to rest in what He has already done for us. Meaning entering into that rest where He has done the work at the cross for us. Through His resurrection, He has empowered us. And there's a beautiful scripture in the book of John where Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you.
Sure.
So that means everything that is in Jesus. The Bible tells us that the fullness of God, the Godhead, dwells in Christ.
Yeah.
And Christ dwells in us.
Mm.
So we have everything made available to us. But if we don't know who we are, how can we release that?
Exactly.
And that is what brings hope. That is what brings life and freedom to the world.
Now, Charlene, as we go along with the next couple of weeks and part of your series, I'm really curious to hear more of the things as we unveil who we truly are. Because I think, you know, there's so many voices speaking to us, especially with matters pertaining to, let me say, our mental state.
Yes.
You know, oftentimes, and I love the fact that you did counseling as well, because that speaks to our psyche as well. And I think it's so important for us to create a narrative for ourselves as well as Christians before we filled with all these other voices that speak. So I'm really, really appreciative. I'm curious to hear what more you've got for us as we go along.
Yes, you know, I believe that the Holy Spirit always leads us, but we have to take action.
Yeah.
So we have to open our mouths. We've got to speak what is revelation to us already based on the Word of God and allow Him to fill our mouths. And I think there's something specifically that we need to address first, and that is the topic of condemnation. You know, so many times we think that we fall short and we try and make it up by wanting to achieve stuff.
Yep.
And the thing is that there's no condemnation for those that is in Christ Jesus. And the important thing is to renew our minds.
Yep.
So we're going to be getting into things like, what does renewing the mind mean? How do I do it? What does it look like practically? Do I have to renew my mind?
Yeah.
Because then looking also at our behaviors and our emotions, how do we bring those things in line? How do we bring it under subjection of the Spirit? How do we allow the Spirit to rule and reign in our lives and not our soul? How do we identify if there are repeat patterns in our life where we need to receive the love and the healing of Jesus by His Spirit? Because it's only once we allow ourselves to be healed that we can truly be empowered to live victoriously for Christ. And we're going to be looking first and seeing what actually happened at the cross. What price did Jesus pay for us? That it's not just the imagery in our mind, but it is real and relevant. And from there, to see what is our power, what is our victory in Christ.
Yeah.
And that forms our true identity. So it's going to be spiritual truth based on the Word, as well as practical alignment, so we can empower people to start walking in who they actually are in Christ.
Oh man, Charlene, I'm really looking forward more to this. Thank you for visiting us today. And yeah, looking forward to it. Now, let me put it this way. We're going to get a lot from Charlene over her series, but every now and again, you're going to pop in. here in studio once again, and you and I are going to have these type of chats and, you know, possibly interact with you, Radio Pulpit family, because she's here just for us. And like I always say, not only does she speak to the rest of the family, but, oh man, I learn so much. I grow so much. And Charlene, I must tell you now, I count myself truly blessed and privileged, because all this information, because before it goes to the rest of the world, starts with me. It allows me to digest everything and learn so much. So thank you so much for reminding us of our identity. And I can truly say to you that confidently, I am getting into this journey with you, because yes, I'm Luko, but like I said to you, sometimes I answer all the wrong questions because I still am on a journey of self-discovery.
Amen. And you know what? So am I. I always say that the word that we minister unto others is first for ourselves. And God teaches us and He increases us little by little and allows our confidence to grow in His ability within us.
Charlene, thanks and God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.